Come, let us return to Adonai, our God who is gracious and merciful. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Rescue me, O God, my Savior, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Son of Justice, thaw our hearts. You draw the spring from earth's decay. Then melt our safe complacency, which rests content with yesterday. The time acceptable is now. The dormant earth to growth gives way. Let prayer and fasting thaw our hearts. Let alms a world remade display. You take us broken as we are, and spread our dawning days with light. May we rehearse your ways of love, till all we do gives you delight. O ever-loving Trinity, we yearn to see that day of days, when all the earth reborn again is vibrant with its Easter praise. Amen. My soul give praise to our God, Adonai. My soul give praise to our God, Adonai. They are blessed who are helped by Jacob's God, whose hope is in Adonai, Elohim, who alone made heaven and earth, the seas and all they contain. My soul give praise to our God, Adonai. O Adonai, you keep faith forever. You are just to those who are oppressed. It is you who give bread to the hungry. Adonai, you set prisoners free. My soul give praise to our God, Adonai. O Adonai, you give sight to the blind, and raise up all who are bowed down. O Adonai, you love the just. Adonai, you protect the stranger. My soul give praise to our God, Adonai. You uphold the widow and orphan, but thwart the paths of the wicked. Adonai, you will reign forever. Zion. stands guard from age to age. My soul give praise to our God, Adonai. My soul give praise to our God, Adonai. A reading from the book of Exodus. Adonai said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand toward the sky, that over the land of Egypt there may be such intense darkness that one can feel it." So Moses stretched out his hand toward the sky, and there was dense darkness throughout the land of Egypt for 3 days. People could not see one another, nor could they move from where they were for 3 days. But all the Israelites had light where they dwelt. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. How appropriate that those who enslaved your people were deprived of light. For through your people, the unquenchable light of the law would be given to the world. How appropriate that those who enslaved your people were deprived of light. For through your people, the unquenchable light of the law would be given to the world. On Egypt the deep gloom of night descended, while a radiant light shone for your chosen ones. For through your people, the unquenchable light of the law would be given to the world. Glory to the One and the Word and the breath of life. How appropriate that those who enslaved your people were deprived of light. For through your people, the unquenchable light of the law would be given to the world. To a perverse people, this single sign, Jonah, and yet one greater than Jonah or Solomon. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. To a perverse people, this single sign, Jonah, and yet one greater than Jonah or Solomon.
In you, Adonai, is the source of life. In your light, we shall see light. Send forth your light and your truth. Let these be our guide. Fill us each morning with your constant love, that we may sing and be glad all our life. Let us see your wonderful works. May your people see your glorious might. Gracious God, may your blessing be upon us, and grant us success in all we do. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We give you thanks, Holy One, for with a mother's love you have watched over us in the night, and have led us from the shadows of darkness into morning's light. You call us in this holy season to a daily change of heart and mind. May the spiritual practices we embrace this Lent open us to receive the gifts of new life which come with the spring and empower us to accomplish your purpose in our lives for the good of all your holy people and the whole of your beloved creation. For yours is the power and the glory of life and love, now and forever. Amen. May the God of light fill us with all peace and joy, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may celebrate this special season and prepare for the joy of Easter. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.
Come, let us return to Adonai our God, the God who is gracious and merciful.